Miracles always are never the thing. In fact, miracles are always part of the support system of a message. And so what I think is fascinating, you know, during the time of the Reformation, the reformers were challenged and basically said, what miracles can you point to support your understanding of law and gospel and salvation by grace through faith? And the reformers actually had a very interesting answer. They said, our miracles that we point to are the ones performed by the apostles themselves and Christ. And that's correct. And so Jesus himself points out the fact that in the last days, there will be deceivers that will perform great signs and wonders to mislead, if possible, even the elect. This is what Jesus actually warns us about in the Olivet Discourse. And so the idea is this, is that signs and wonders always are kind of the support system of a particular message. So you have to kind of go back upstream and ask the question, what is the message being preached by the person who's performing this alleged sign and wonder? Does it square with Scripture? And over and again, you see that these people in the charismatic movement and the New Apostolic Reformation, who are part of the signs and wonders, you know, thing going on today, over and again, they are twisting the Scriptures, and they are not rightly handling God's Word. They are not placarding Christ and Him crucified. And these signs and wonders that they are pointing to are actually leading people away from sound doctrine and a proper understanding of what Christ has done in true discipleship. So signs and wonders, if you would, are the support or buttressing system for a message itself. That's really how they're used in Scripture. And then the question is, what is the message that's being supported by the sign or the wonder?